Ladies and gentlemen, this is your boy, King Grasshopper, coming in live from under the shade tree. We're back, y'all, for a whole new episode. We're going to have a fantastic February, ladies and gentlemen. Everything's still going on out there in the world that's fucked up. The Biden situation, the Trump situation, the COVID-19 situation, the stimulus check situation, income tax time, y'all. Who going to buy cars this year? Stay tuned. Don't change that dial. This is your boy, King Grasshopper, coming in live from the shade tree. From the shade tree, yeah. Live from the shade tree. Got a shade tree. Coming in live from the shade tree. And we're back live here from under the shade tree. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to bring up a brief notion about the when the uprising don't uprise, y'all. I'm talking about when you're trying to get in with the get in and you can't. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about when you're trying to get the pimp and you got a limp. You understand me? That's what I'm talking about, y'all. And you know, I understand all you brothers out there. Y'all Viagra takers, y'all Cialis takers. I don't need none of that shit, but I'm just saying, sometimes in life, you have one of them stale moments, you know what I mean? So brothers, if that ever happens to you, please keep your cool. You understand me? Don't lose your head. Just, you know what I'm saying, go ahead on and just remember that, hey, take a deep breath, relax yourself, focus, and start all over again. And if it don't work, then just say, chalk one up for the home team. You tried. You can't go no more. Maybe you too high. Maybe you too drunk. Maybe you got high blood pressure kicking in. I don't fucking know. But just chalk one up. Don't even try no more. Don't embarrass yourself. You understand me? She ain't gonna say nothing, but I promise you, she gonna say goodbye. She gonna talk about it to her girlfriend. Oh yeah, I'm gonna let you know. So if I was you, make sure y'all stay healthy. Make sure you get all your vitamins and protein. Because if you ever be on a limp and you're on a lean, I promise you, you're going to lose your queen. This is your boy, King Grasshopper, coming in live from under the shade tree.
Yeah. said to say, better than we'll be okay. All I know, you'll come back one day. And I'll go through the door in your feet. Cause all the pain that you caused me, it seems like it's coming here. I'm falling this whiskey. Drunk as a motherfucker. Been on a bottle of wine.
Well, I'm back, y'all. Here live under the shade tree. It's your boy, Gay Grasshopper. It is now 7:32 in the morning, ladies and gentlemen. And we're looking at this cold ass weather we got here, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm talking about it's really motherfucking cold. You dig to up on Paris, you understand me? We have a potential for new slippery spots for this morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking about the degrees of the goddamn weather. Yes, indeed. It's cold as hell out there, y'all. Y'all need to go ahead on and keep yourself warm. Weather the storm, y'all, because it's cold outside. I'm talking about it's so cold that you can pour water out there and ice cubes will fall. I ain't lying to you. It really is cold out there. Okay, the degrees of the weather today, ladies and gentlemen, is approximately 42 degrees, y'all. 42 degrees. You understand me? So that means you got to put on some underclothes, motherfuckers. Underclothes. All righty then. Oh, other day, no, we talking about the third stimulus package. Check it out. The Jacob tax. Oh, you want for the Jacob tax? I'm going to tell you like this here. If you the Jacob tax, you get your stimulus with. I didn't mind. Oh, yeah, I didn't mind. I ain't going to tell you how much I'm getting, but I'm getting a lot. Ain't enough, but it's a lot. Anyway, and everybody else that don't file their taxes, and you got your stimulus package approved already, just be expecting in the mail this week coming up, y'all. It then fucked up part about the whole situation is we had no Mardi Gras. You know what I'm saying? We didn't get to celebrate the bees, the Zulu, the coconuts and all that shit. You understand me? Man, I know that all you Mardi Gras fans out there, I know y'all disappointed this year. So look, this is what you do. Go in your closet. I know y'all got some old bees and shit. Go pull all that shit out. You understand me? And I want y'all to just walk around the neighborhood and just throw bees at each other. You know what I'm saying? In the remembrance of Mardi Gras. This has made motherfucking history. And then let me tell you something. Let me tell you what the room is. These motherfuckers talking about they gonna have Mardi Gras. Try to have it in April. What the fuck? No, what is it? April or May? What the fuck is that gonna do? What purpose is that going to serve? Y'all know how we do it. Party. Go to church on Sunday. I had a cab man told me that, and it made a whole lot of sense. Party on Saturday. Go to church on Sunday. You understand me? It's a goddamn tradition of pagan holiday, motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? You devil serving Satanist motherfuckers. You understand me? How you going to take a tradition and move it to somewhere else? It ain't going to be the same. It's not going to be the same. I promise you ain't going to be the same. How you going to have Mother's Day and motherfucking Mardi Gras in the same month? Huh? That's a motherfucking shame. I don't celebrate the motherfucking shit anyway. You understand me? But I'm just saying. I just like to go out there and watch the titties and shit. People be throwing bees and all that dumb ass shit. Bands and stuff, music. You know what I'm saying? You know? Because you get to see a lot of people you don't get to see. You know? But anyway, I just want to let y'all know about that though. So, you know, why we ain't got Mardi Gras? You know, motherfuckers in New Orleans want you to pay $35 to go to a goddamn museum to see a motherfucker that made a goddamn king Mardi Gras suit. 1200 something fucking years old. Who in the fuck want to see that shit? And you gonna go walk around some tables? I'm gonna pay $35 to walk around some tables and see some old ass shit? Man, come on, man. You gotta be fucking kidding me. You know what I'm saying? Can you picture me with an ice chest of beer walking around a damn table? Talking about, ooh, look at that. I didn't know they had that. Ooh, this part of history. Ooh, yeah. Hey, mister, throw me something. My motherfucking ass. It's a goddamn shame. The way the world, the economy's fucking up, just changing shit around and shit. Man, I don't know what's gonna happen. But I do know one thing. If y'all don't get on, y'all don't get on the ball with this shit, you're going to be left behind. I'm trying to tell you now. You understand me? But I ain't gonna got no more else to say, though. But I just want to wish everybody a happy, happy, happy motherfucking Wednesday. You know? And
it's hump day.
All you motherfuckers that, what it was, Sunday? Valentine's Day. Did you buy your bitch something? Did you buy your wife some roses? Did you buy a car, some chocolate candy? Did anybody do anything lovely for the old ladies? You understand me? I know it's hard out there. Ain't nobody working. Got no job, got no money. Can't go buy shit. So you know what? I tell you like this, if you didn't get a chance to do it, let me give you a couple of ideas. Go on down to the dollar store, get you some construction paper, some crayons, some markers, and some glue. You understand me? And draw you the best fucking picture you can draw and put I love you on that motherfucker. Fold that motherfucker up and put it in an envelope and you give it to her. And you tell her, baby, this is the best I can do. And I promise you, if she don't appreciate that, let the bitch go. I promise you, let her go. Because it's not the bigger things, it's the smaller things that you appreciate in life. Trust me, I know. I've been there, done time. And let me tell you something, I done bought a million of roses in my days, and I ain't never smelt not a nail one of them. But anyway, I just want to say to everybody out there, happy late Valentine motherfucking day. You understand me? Nigga like me, go get a heart with all the chocolate in it. By the time I get home, I don't eat all the good chocolate. The leftover chocolate in the motherfucker. You know the kind of motherfucker don't be want to eat when they throw away? Yeah. But anyway, this is your boy King Grasshopper. This shit was a little Charlotte segment. Just letting y'all know that this season is going to be a good little season. We're going to have a good lot of guests, famous stars coming on here. A couple of rappers, you know what I mean? A few movie stars, some local people from the neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? You dig? We got my boy Otis and Bonquisha. They're going to be coming on the show. You dig? I want to send a shout out to my boy Larry's Late Night Long Neck Chicken Shack. You understand me? Y'all go on down there by Larry. And y'all get the Dozen Blue Crown special. You heard me? You dig? He's got that good old fried chicken. You dig? You get the nappy meal. That's 20 pieces of chicken with 2 side orders, 6 biscuits, and a 40 ounce. You dig? So y'all go on here down there to Larry's Long Neck Late Night Chicken Shack and get the Blue Crown special. Also, I want to send a shout out to my girl, Juanita Bumper Curl. If you ain't got your hair straightened and you want to get a curl, come on down to Juanita Bumper Curl and she'll curl you up. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed, y'all. This is your boy, King Grasshopper, saying so long. And if I don't see you, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good motherfucking night. King Grasshopper, so bang, under the shade tree.